Blog Talk Radio.
Wonderful. Another day. Enjoying this day. Important thing is to be healthy and well and enjoy the life, because it's just what it is right now. You know, if things change in a few minutes, got to live with whatever happens. Either you can fix what happened, or, you know, whatever the problem is, you will have to leave this world. The spirit that we have that allows us to look and see and sense things, it is a world that we came in, and what took us here has to do with, you know, connection to what is going to take us out. So the moment of a good experience, feel good, and you're left up to use your brain the best you can, that's about what it is. Once the jurisdiction of life decides that, all right, you're done, You know, don't have anybody here that can assure life to anyone. Right? And it's the reason why I'm very contrite about this. And when I see people are living under a lot of adversities, and I know that is not what was intended. And I see people are living every day to make sure that other people are not well. And you know, I don't see there's no reason why people should live and suffer poor when there is plenty in the world. There's no reason for that. There's sure no reason. Now, if somebody doesn't make themselves useful, that's a different thing. But what is the context in which you ought to be, you know, make yourself fruitful? It is in the context of a civilized world. Now, you're not going to have that here today because you have the sodomites that say they are running the world. And the black people are helping them to normalize this condition, you know, with all the churches and stuff like that. It surely bothers me. And if when something is wrong and you can do something about it, you should do something about it. Like in the case where I read this article by Kathleen Grossman of USA Today, year 2000. Hope will apologize for sins of Catholics. Pope John Paul, too, will make a sweeping confession Sunday of the sins of Catholics from antiquity to modern evils. Now, people out there, how many people out there are Catholics? Now, if you're joined to something like the Catholic Church, where the Pope is apologizing for sins of Catholics, and you still continue to be a Catholic, what kind of brain do you have? Are you civilized? Are you uncivilized? To know that you have an institution called the Roman Catholic Church. Number one, it's not Roman. White people are never Romans. And why our world is in the shape it's in? Something gone very wrong a long time ago. Poor little me don't have anything to do with it. Nothing at all. Okay? And I go to a lot of distress, suffering that I should not have to go through, but because these white sodomite people, they are the problem. Black people don't see it so. Black people rather follow what the white people say, to the point white people are doing a whole bunch of atrocities on the black people, and black people don't realize it. It's a bad stuff. So on both sides, sorry to say, but not under the same classification, because black people are always hybrid. They're always a civilized blood. Well, what happened in their head and what they do with their thinking ability is something else. However, what I'm saying now is that We gone into uncivilized world. White people become dominant, and black people don't realize that white people are sodomite culture. They don't realize that. We have to realize that. You see, and don't get carried away with the delusion that the white people bring in. White people don't have a good reason to mix up with black people. They don't have a good reason. And even if they have a good reason, it's not reason people to mingle with them. And that, I mean, who is responsible for that? Black people. Because if these people don't have any sense, like I know they don't, they're sodomites, their head is not good, right? They do anything and think it's all right. And we allow them to do it, so they do it. This is what is happening. White people are doing what they are doing because they are not civilized. So basically, they are like folks that go to a court of law, and the crime that they do, the court is going to find that this person is not in their right mind. Now, it is not the courts. The court is not person on the street to go destroy other people. And that is the problem here. You have criminals that become government. And anything the government bring into society, black people go along with it. It is like, it is impossible to see that something is wrong. And I probably, I didn't think that there was anything else for me to know to make anything, make a difference in the world. I just find out that I know something now to make a difference in the world. But I must not keep my mouth shut. I will have to talk. Whether anybody at all here to listen and to find, sense in what I'm saying, whatever they decide. Pope will apologize for sins of Catholic. And you are a Christian. Please know that Christianity come from Roman Catholic, sodomite people. Christianity didn't come from any place else. Not unless you are believing into what the Roman Catholic says from their Bible. In Genesis, Adam and Eve created in a garden. But they don't give you any place, any geography you can go to find it. So now you think that, that place, nobody can find it no more. But how we find ourselves? How do we find ourselves? And we have ancestries from way back in time. All right. What I'm saying is that psychological blindness is the awful, awful blindness that. When things are going wrong and you can't visualize it, the eyes that we have looking on the outer world sends information back to the brain. We see. That's what the brain does. Now, this is something that black people are supposed to see and do something about it. Because the world was not occupied by white all the time. No. Black people, coming under being raised up by the institution of the Elohim system, polytheism system. That is where we get our understanding from. And now we are in history. That's all we know.
polytheism age, you read about it. And know what kind of people live back there before we have these criminals talk about their establishing a government. They can't establish a government. A dog cannot establish government. And the white people are the closest to dog because they make bed together. They sex together. Now, if I'm talking nonsense, it's just nonsense, and it will have to be what it is. Now, call me and talk to me. 347-850-1358. Talk to me, because look, if I am crazy, I really want somebody help fix my brain. Help give soundness to my spirit, so I will be sane and sober and know how to treat my brain. The way something is going on, we cannot go along and think that it is finances going to make, you know, our lives better. Because money was not something to be short to anyone. But why that is happening? These sodomites, dog, honors, sex lovers. They are the ones that are causing the problem. And it doesn't matter how they behave, like they are not the ones. The evidence is clear. What are they doing in our territory? And I try to look into this situation as I move along and think at the world situation of humanity. And see to myself that, you know what? This is such a madness that exists, take over the human world, that should never in any kind of way tolerate it. White people, I tell you, they managed to turn the black people's interpretation of the world around them. And, to just forget about history. Read the Bible. And that's what these white people get black people to do. But I look at what the white people cause. The kind of financial situation that they create. They must be kicked out. They must be expelled. Because all they do is talk about their whiteness and how they are white and wealthy rich. And where this is all coming from, nobody don't know, because nobody don't read about it. Nobody don't care about it. And what these folks do, dogs don't do it. You see what I mean? Because why should the black African hybrid people, why should they be in the position that they are in today? They are in it because they vex the Almighty Gods. You see? And the Almighty Gods, when they would do something to help us, they don't bother to do it. They don't bother to do it because you need to come to them and ask them for help that you can't do to yourself. Now you have a brain that is master of many things around you. And when you are not using your brain properly, then you become a pauper or something like that. Come up, you know, a vile person. So I am saying, conscience, your judgment is something that's in your brain. And if your spirit is in line and have connection with your working brain that teaches you everything, your brain tells you everything. If you're living a life that you are telling the brain, you are instructing the brain how things are supposed to go, then that's how your life rot, heb away. It is the brain to teach us. And when we have the Bible reading, we are our brain is not telling us anything. Because once you believe into what the Bible is saying, from these pope, from the pope, see, then your brain is not working properly at all. And a lot of things that your brain would have taught you, ain't nobody going to tell you. Listen to your brain. Deal with your brain like you're dealing with an instructor deep inside of you. And, you know, you're coming out with good concept. The brain is not going to lead you wrong. But you have to be in there and want to know the truth. Because your brain is not going to fight you to accept the truth. But if you're looking with a sober mind within yourself and discern yourself, you're going to be taught and don't run about like you know all things and know nothing. That is important to be known. Pope John Paul II will make a sweeping confession Sunday of the sins of Catholics. From antiquity to modern evils, Vatican official said Tuesday. The pontiff will make the plea for pardon precedented in the church's history. The Vatican said, during the prayer of the faithful, in the celebration of Latin Mass, my friends, a lot of things gone wrong in the world. And as I read this, it bothers me. Position to destroy this, I will destroy it. And I'm not talking about using military weapons. That's not what I'm talking about. They are dynamical powers in this world. And it is true that if one dedicates to have that power, they can do a lot of things. Is that they don't create that, but the Almighty Gods, they are the ones that sends out the energy fields and cause reaction. And if we dedicate ourselves to become that energy, a lot of things not off limits that can be remedied. I wish I developed to have that energy, right? Because I don't have any desire to do anything with life except to make life good. So when I see these white people all over black people and have no concern whatsoever to leave them alone, I mean, this is a yawning confusion because I can't see that white people are only happy when they are around black people. They probably don't want to have a house next to the black people, but they want to be in the settlement, in the country, and the piece of land people are. And they behave like black people no good. But we are so plenty, and they can get to make us slaves and put us into dire circumstances because they say they control the wealth that we have and the land and everything. Sky, land, and sea, they control it. Now, how can they be sodomized and do those things? And we are children of the Most High, and we do nothing. This is funny. This is funny. Now, what would you do with the power that change bad situation into good situation? What would you do with that power? Would you know what to do with it? That's the reason why, my friends, our world is so unholy. You know, vile thinking. We are human beings that should to utilize their brain for the best experience in life. They're not interested in that. They are mingled up with other mankind when I have any sense, that always contriving ideas to put into action, and those actions are vile. You see, because if we don't want life to be good, we won't cry out for the energy to be good. Mm-hmm. When I see things like, because I thought the church was a good thing, see? And when I start to read about the people them, like the Pope and all that make up the church them, and all the Jehovah's Witness church out there that they've been hiding over the years, the pedophile that go on in the Jehovah's Witness church. You see? And I know that Jehovah's Witness church is just a part of the same church. Like Pentecost or Seventh-day Adventist. It's the same thing. And it is unfortunate that a lot of African people still don't get civilized yet enough to understand that the church is not for African people. You know? And because they mingle up a lot of religious things into the church Bible, we think that the church is a religion. All right? And we adopt things that we are not supposed to. We're the substance, the church essence, where it comes from. And it's reading that gives us the knowledge of things. All right? And I'm saying, to look at the way the world is going on right now, and the people who are keeping it, so it's the white people, because there's no reason for the world to be the way it is. Absolutely not. You see, they come into all of our territories and take control. Black people allow them to take control. You see? And it's only a outburst of knowledge, wisdom, and understanding can change these kind of stuff. Because you work with the situation if you want to change it. And what happens if you have to work against what other people are working with? You know, the greater knowledge will succeed. Right? But the knowledge will not come unless people seek to have it. You have to seek to have it. Because it doesn't take a lot of time to bend a piece of iron if you have heat on it. That's right. If you're blowing warm air on the piece of iron, you're not going to get it bent for right now. Right? But if you come with your welding torch and decide to burn the iron, then you will see the iron begin to curl up. All right? It's heat. It's the heat. But I am telling you, the world is the way it is because of white people. There's no joke about that. There's no joke about that. And I would love to see the African hemisphere, the Western hemisphere, and where African people, wherever they be on the planet, enjoy life the way it is to be enjoyed. We don't want these sodomite people to come and normalize their sodomite in our society. You know? You may think that is all right, but it's not all right. If it's all right for you, you can go on and live, because you ain't going to make a difference. Right? But people with the ability to make a difference for others, but more so to please the gods that set up this system. There's just no way these sodomites left their place and follow us. And as I said, they are 2 million years old in their place in Europe. Why they wait until now to be chasing after African people? Why? Is the reason why they are able to chase us is because they learn something from us. You see, and now they don't have the sense, the civilized sense, to behave themselves like good, orderly, living things. No, they can't do that because they are coming from Homo erectus, humanid origin. Okay? And therefore, the little knowledge that they have received, they started out with the Neanderthal, and they are enhanced. But these white people needed a lot more. They wanted to learn to read and to have great knowledge like black people do. All right? Well, they got some. They got some, but then pin their eyes to become big criminals and murderers. And beside all of that, their real blood of origin, you know, give them a certain type of a sexuality. So they don't have the type of endocrine material, endocrine glands material, like a heterosexual person. They don't have that because they're uncivilized. Get what I'm saying? No, they don't want us to say they are uncivilized because they are running the world and not knowing that, okay, you're not running the world. If you're running the world, you would be over in Europe where you come from. That's just the fact. They're not running the world. They are here abusing black people and trying to get black people to be sodomites. That's what they're doing. And they want cloud is dropping low over their heads. And that's the kind of power I like to see. A power that is not a carnal one. It's not one that we are fighting. These white people, they don't know no better than to fight war and steal. You ask Iraq about it. They want to make sure that they are everywhere where a little gold is. It's not theirs, you know, to Europe and find it. No, but they want to get it from anywhere on the planet it is. You think the Bible is something good You play around with the Bible and you're going to see what happened to your brain. I realized that my thinking and feeling about the condition the world is in, not cheered by a lot of people. And I realized too that it's not that some people don't think something, but guess what? It takes an internal depth of thought and learning of things that are not common to people, but your thinking and your reading can take you there to cause you to grow mentally away from things and conditions that would have otherwise plagued you. But if you constantly search and look for the way that will elevate your mind, that's a serious thing, because you have to live among other people with a higher sense of distinction. And whereas you don't let them get into your way and you don't get into their way, and this is the problem that I'm saying, some people really care, but they don't have what it takes to make no difference, because they grow up into the bad world, you see. And that has a lot to do with the way we think today. So I'm saying this basilica is a place where the Sodomite Indo-European, they overthrow a king, a Roman king. And of course, the history is very clear that nobody did it but the Indo-European men. History is very clear on that. Pay no attention to issues. These Indo-European beings, with the little enlightenment they have, do all the unreasonable things, because they are still a lot of animalistic nature inside of them, whereas they don't know yet that, you know, your anus is not somewhere for you to have sex. They don't know that yet. So they are even using our system of law that they learn about to marry to, you know, I mean, it is so awful. And they reach a stage where they are actually persuading, compelling African people to accept what they are, what they are doing. You don't accept that. You don't let them come where you are and tell them it's theirs. You see, and in this case where they have all kind of weapon and all kind of instrument to kill you, and they're brazen enough to set up court system, school system, hospital system, all kind of system they make up into our society and permeate it with evil. Our society cannot come good after 300-400 years in America. And what about Palestine? What about Palestine? You see, over 2,000 years, and nobody, I mean, there are some people who fuss about it, but I don't hear them bringing the right information to drive these Indo-European where they belong. Because if you're telling them the right truth, some truth too soft, you need harder truth. You see, you want truth with spike, okay? That their soul is going to feel it. You see? Yeah. All right. Listen. What I'm saying is, for the time we live, it's the only precious thing we have, the time, right? And if you live like, oh, you have another year or 10 years or 20, 50 years to live, that's foolishness. It shouldn't matter if you die today. You hear? Because if you just live to eat and drink and to dress up on occasions and stuff, but these things are just vaporized up. You know, what we are experiencing right now, it better be it. Because, you know, in another 2 seconds, you're not anywhere here. Your spirit is taken away from this, you know, from your body, and you, you know, that spirit is gone. You see? Imagine that. Person, and see, after, you know, the that there's a thing that takes up your body and stiffen your bone after you're dead. You see? It's marvelous. When you can flex your muscles and swing your hands and, you know, step, you know, ape well, you don't think about all the delicacies, you know, in your biological anatomy. But there are a lot of things there that are in good health that causes us to feel all right. It's a, you know how many things are in place and in good condition? A whole lot, because it's easy for just one little place on your body to be itching or something like that, or a burning, or all kind of things can happen that, you know, totally, I mean, take away the joy of life from you. See, and nobody can do anything about it. You know, so we are not thinking about the divine providence and, you know, to have your body, and you look at your hands and your, you know, your lotion, your skin, and, you know, you feel up yourself and things like that. But, you know, how many people live in this world and do so much things that they love to do, but guess what? They are dead and gone. Dead and gone. All right? So the now is very, very important. The now. Because you don't have to see the next 5 minutes. And that's it. Speaking on what is usual, I think, you know, since I've been talking here now, how many people died just in the United States alone? Time. And so will I die. So will you. When we are alive, we are not to get carried away with things. Because as you can see, how easy it is to separate from it. So a good attitude is the best thing. Rather than walking around and thinking about people and having all kind of attitude about people and stuff like that, that's not the way it's set up. It's about cleanse myself and find a way to feel good with me and with other people. Don't take on their trimmings, you know? It's to feel good within yourself. And don't allow other people to disrupt that. It's easy to happen. So what I'm trying to say now, all these old bunch of criminals of these white people do to get where they are. And today, they just behave like they have been good all along and have wealth all along. But go back to 2,000 years or so, where they're coming from. Where are their ancestors coming from? Who are they? If you were to think on that level, you'd find something of value.
to be a force to help you to think, to get your mind in that atmosphere where you really think and feel good. Because if you don't think, you know, fruitfully about things and resolve the thinking of your mind to what it's not working out. And that's why people have so many problems, unsolved problems. They worry about this, worry about that. Well, I'm glad that, you know, I have found the way to think along this line. And don't worry about you or about anybody else. But I said, not worry. Didn't say concern. You see what I mean? So make sure you hear well. Make the right distinction, because I'm saying you shouldn't worry about someone. You worry about someone when you know something about them and you're sharing their grief. That is when it's mixed with concern. But a little more, you worried about it because you'd like to see things well for the individual. So I'm saying the time we take to be bothered about other people and their what they believe in, it's usually about what they believe in. It's not usually about what they know. People are concerned and bothered about what you believe. They don't concern about the knowledge. But what I am saying, the world, see, the board here, the earth, and not that, just about every place we walk, we never step down into precipice and dead and stuff like that. You know, we have surface, good surface on the earth to walk. We are given, you know, we can go anywhere we want. Except places that, you know, it's just forbidden. You don't want to be bothered with those kind of places. Right. Enough place to have a good time. So I'm saying that life is something, you know, like a snap of a finger. You live now and then you're dead after the sound of your flick is gone. And you don't want to be like that, you know, because all the people we know that have died and people that we actually dealt with, and they are passed up and gone. Think about that. They were here and them interact, talk, some are your good friends or something like that too, right? But then they went for whatever reason, right? Because it is the way goes, and all of us will go. So we shouldn't be concerned about when we go. Because when we go, nobody will be able to do anything about the fact that you're gone. You're gone for good. So it's when we are alive, that's when we are to make good. Like, you know, you don't have a tomorrow. And I don't mean you live reckless or careless and you don't want to. I'm not telling you that don't save up some money for rainy day. That's not what I'm saying. Because there is a context for the things, and especially you're a young person coming up and you have quite a bit of time to live, as long as nothing will happen to take you out, you will be here. And that is true for so billions of people over, you know, millennia. But the attitude about what you have and how you live is very important. Because you live like a fool if you have the wrong attitude about stuff.
where you should be aware and carry your weight different when it comes to your sense of appropriation. You know how to handle yourself. Because three things like, you know, life is a delicate life you have living. And if you treat things like kind, gentle, and be good to people, you know? Look, I mean, there's nothing better than feel good. See, and if you do things, you know, relief out there, that a lot of people work on schemes of relief for other people and things like that, even overseas, you're trying to help people, you see, because there is a living condition, and sometimes you're alive and you want to take care, you know, some needed situation. You know, you need a little money. You see? And so we should live with this attitude that life is good and we shouldn't make it bad. White people don't know nothing about that. They are uncivilized predicaments. For not understanding when I say that. You see? I have a Twitter at Twitter for going over 2 years now. February gone, 2 years. And it is an appeal. Until this day, until this moment, as far as I know, they will not resolve it. Why won't they resolve it? If you are on Twitter and you want to see the tweet, you are able to access the tweet. And my username or my name for the account, of course, my name is Tim Aldred, but my account is not Tim Aldred. It is Ancient Reader. Ancient Reader. A-N-C-I-E-N-T. Ancient. R-E-A-D-E-R. Ancient Reader. Right. I am Ancient Reader on Twitter. And you have access because to the tweet is displayed where a member can find it, can see it, right? So what is the subject of the tweet? The subject of the tweet is about the Pope that don't belong in the Western Hemisphere or in the civilized world. And it's about the presidency of the United States. And it's about the monotheism, God. Abraham monotheism, God. Those things are uncivilized. And black people don't have anything to do with it. A lot of us don't know that. Like I earlier did not know anything either until I started to read, begin to see things. Why? A big institution like Twitter unable to answer my tweet. The tweet is still there as far as I know. Okay? Because every now and then I would go there and look at it and read it and keep it in my memory. You see, you don't know what gone sour into this world unless you read about the past civilizations and who those people were. They were not white people and they were not sodomites either. Sodomy is only for underdeveloped creatures come from Homo erectus. Okay? So If you think that what they're doing is good, they are only fucking dogs and fucking the body because they are uncivilized. And when I say uncivilized, it's not a name, it's not a bad name I'm calling them. It doesn't matter how they look pretty and look like they're natural, they're not. And it's time for it to be known. White people are not civilized. You're talking about level of civility. They don't have the level of hybrid civilized people. We get the civility from the God's blood. That's it. And that's what history says. That's commanding. These white people want we to think something different. Read the Bible and think something different. I'm telling you, that is not fun. It is not fun. They can't tear up the civilized world the way they do, and we look at it like it's all right. No. When you read that, you know, somehow we know that the word salvation is liberation, is a good energy, is a good power, right? And to have white people preaching salvation, the same one them would talk otherwise what they do to black people. How do you accept this two-tone dual type of thinking? When these people leave where they come from and do all the atrocities to the black people, that's why they come here. They start in Rome, Italy, go to New Zealand, go to Australia, they go into Egypt, go to Palestine, and come to the United States. And these are only some of the places. And you don't know white people are criminals. That we needed tornadoes to really take them away from among us. Why do we start thinking that white people are good? White people, I mean, a lot of things are good, but there's a context for it. How can they leave their own country to come to America? And remember, America is not the only place to do it. They do it in Palestine to us too. They don't go after their own people. You know, here they have any gripe where they draw up the Bible. You know, your white people say nothing about that. They love it. They love everything that gives them what they have when they come to the African settlements. So they come and take it over and say, they conquer us. What conquer means? What conquer means? Aryan. Now, my friends, I know what it is for a person to not have a sound mind, because I can tell if I forget something, you know, I'm gone just about going into confusion because of what I forget. You see, things that I need to, you know, have a conscious thought of and trying to remember and can't remember. You know, I know what it is long before the thing comes back to mind. So to understand what makes our life healthy and good, the way we are made up, we don't make that. And just like we think that we are, you know, I am a good thinker, you know, and I am smart and stuff. I read that. Well, you have a head with a brain in there. Why is it in there? Who put the brain in your head? Now, you thought you were the thinker, right? Now I prove you wrong. See? Because when you're talking about thinking that you're smart and you're this and you're that and not everybody's smart like you and all that kind of thing, you don't realize that you can't claim credit for that. Because why you are not me so smart? Well, there's some factors that cause, prevent some of us to not manifest the brilliance like some others, even our siblings and things like that. Right? When we understand that the environment that we come up in has a lot and just about everything to do with our makeup, because your parents, the school, the church, and whatever else, the people you deal with. So, I am saying life is the same thing. And the body that you have is flesh, and you're only able to excel in knowing thing like a skill. You learn a skill and stuff like that, and you can do a lot of things that's helpful to life. That's it right there. It's not going up with it at all. You're right here on earth, right? You learn and you do things and you just sell what you do and think it's all about putting something in your mouth and somewhere to lay down and sleep. That's what it's all about. That is our attitude to that. Nothing else than what it is. You know, and I don't steal from you. I ask you if I want something from you. But besides, we work and maintain ourselves. Now, I'm saying, there is a distress with the kind of belief that we have in things we don't even know. There's a serious problem with that. The white people don't see no problem with that because they taught us that, to believe in nonsense that we don't know, and so to have faith in it and then put hope in it, because you have to live like that as a Christian until you're dead. Something is wrong. And it's not, don't have to be wrong, but when you talk about the deficit and, you know, and how much money they're going to spend to employment and stuff like that. Look, it sounds like that's everything, because people only need to live, go sleep and get up and live again and carry on. But life is not like that. There's a far grander value to life. And by us having white people turning the civilized world down, it's a misfortune, because in no way anybody's IQ should be so low that when you read Pope will apologize for sins of Catholics, you don't know what this is all about. And the Pope, you see, is the highest renowned person on planet Earth. And you see, Pope will apologize for sins of Catholics. And it is telling you that the Holy Man of God, the Vicar of Jesus Christ, you know, have you ever thought why the Pope is the Vicar of Jesus Christ? Why a man like that is Vicar of Jesus Christ? Doesn't that tell you, when I say the character in the Bible that is called Jesus Christ is not a physical person? And that the character of Jesus Christ Instead of you see it as a preacher that go about and try to heal people and feed people and show miracles. Theseus. Because none of that Jesus exists. But these white people find a way to make black people believe it. Now, I grew up believing it, man. Now, is there any way I can blame myself? I can't, because whoever my parents are, if it wasn't them and if it were some other people, my parents, well, I would have an experience as well, whatever that would be. Right? So now, when we look at the brain that is given to us, that tells us, educates us, when we don't know that our brain is our instructor, and we go to a school and learn words because that's the way the system is. A child must be taught. And so we have it. Once we are very delicate, your views and your concept is very delicate. Your mind that is operating that stuff is very delicate. And whenever we allow whenever we allow the radical in to our territories, when they are talking about they are conquerors, where does conquering come from? Where coming from? What civilization it come from? That's too far out of line with civilized thinking. Because when we accept white people come in to our territories, steal what we have, military, and begin to like amass, you know, wealth from our territory. When we allow that you can't have a piece of land because it's white people land. And you ever hear they talk about federal land? Federal land. No, federal land, no. You really feel deep down inside of you, yes, it's federal land. Because you're ignorant. You don't read history and understand the constitution that they have is not a legal document. It is only assumed to be a legal document. Because these people under A.D. and Adamani don't build government at all. It's something that they make, you know, can be considered. Because you're not thinking about the details and the precedence of it. You're not thinking about nothing like that. And these people come with brute force. Was to Germany and bring in Christmas and Easter, and we think those things are for real. Listen, man, when you come to understand them things, it's a different experience. When you come to understand that those things are not true, and it's not something you put water in your mouth candidly, coherently, and with the true conviction, strong conviction of it, when you know, with that knowledge. That's right. So when I see people call themselves Catholics, and that's what a lot of white people are, Catholic, because the Catholic Church goes through all the rough times to build up their culture. Yeah, the church. When I read now what their invasion on the African people and their territory what they are able to write. They are writing about church and their association with African people. They were in Israel, in Jerusalem. And what were they doing there? That's not their territory. But they're there. For what? They know something about black people over the past 12,000 years and find out that black people are easy because away from civility. You see, we are civilized people, but they come and take us away from civility when we allow them, you know, to write a Bible. When we allow them to change the calendar from the zodiacal calendar of the black people, they want a white calendar to rule black people. That's what is going on. I wonder if you're seeing what I'm showing you, because it is a very heavy psychological cloud that these white people create with their actions. And when we don't understand what they do, it's going to knock us down to the ground. And that's what is happening. I am glad that the Elohim gods, I trust in them. I trust in them to help us, because we're not doing anything for them. We're not working for them. You see, everything we do is about ourselves here, ourselves as human beings. There's not more to it. And our spirit inside of us, like opposed to when we are dead, our spirit now that we are conscious and able to think and talk and do things. You know, I mean, I'm just thinking about, you know, it's the spirit and the consciousness in us now in the body and stuff like that. And what about when we are dead? What, you know, the consciousness of the spirit is in the cosmological world. So for us to really get the consciousness and live the right way, it's something that's transforming. You see, just the way we transform when we say we become Christians. And, you know, that become all kind of lunatic that we don't even know ourselves. Right? And now, a lot of people, you know, I have a friend of mine that we know each other a long time. This is a female. And she lives, you know, like in California and stuff like that. Georgia, you know, she is a traveler. But she has been settled, you know, long years, a lot of years of settling down. And, you know, like, I guess, some reason for change, relocation. But what I'm trying to tell you, my friend is Christian, like I was. And now I start to tell my knowledge of history. Now, like doing this radio show, that's what I do here. I'm not trying to make any money. I'm actually living the way I think life is. Life is for now, and if I am continuing to live on a little more, you know, I want it to be like now. I'm all right. I feel all right right now, right? The way I want it to be. I want it to be, I want other people who are searching for the way to think, to get the right knowledge and to live. I want to assist anyone who
I may help. I do. And therefore, hello there. I just turned the page and I found you, and it's welcome to the show. Like that. And it's a pleasant thing to see you. All right, but I am talking about the things that I find that we are losing. We are wasting our time, and I so much for myself that I see so much of the good times that I have lost. And right now in my development, in my psychological development, I do have a way, a more distance to cover with my thinking and my feelings, because I really want to get up there. Christians in name only, their needs speaks otherwise. Well, my thinking is to know the beginning of civilization. Civilization is a mentality. It's not something like we just think that we are go to school and you get an education or something like that. Civilization is polytheism way of life. That is the true sense. And polytheism today is considered to be like church, and it is not. It is where civilized humanity originate. There was nothing at all that in ultimate history that tells us that Adam and Eve was really created in a garden. There's no real history, certified history, to say that is true. And when you read the Bible, there's a ton of contradiction that tells none of it is true. The culture defines the society of the nation state, the culture, yes. And civilization culture is different from non-civilization culture. And as far as the World History textbook that I have read, and the Sumerian, pure Sumerian, prehistory, it doesn't a choice to elect some way of life that is different from the civilized way of life. And there is a date for when it began in time. History tells us that. So the big group of civilized people, There is no problem with, because people write something. Sumerians were the offspring of the Anunnaki. And so are civilized people like myself. I am an hybrid. That's what ultimate history says. And even the Bible says the gods create us in their image and after their likeness. People write the Bible trying to twist it around to a monotheism god. But that's where, you know, the people who produce the Bible are not civilized human beings. They don't belong to the ethnic group of civilized people. White people are not. They come from Homo erectus and interbreed with Neanderthals. They're still not civilized yet. See the things they do? Kill, thief, and war. They are not a part of civilized government. They are thieves and robbers that
manage, who are supposed to lead the world orderly and civilized society. Black people shut them out. Africa shut them out. They have nothing to do, nothing to say with what the white men are doing to the black people. Sell us to them into slavery and all of that. And all the kings that are to serve kingship and civilize humanity, they're not doing that. And they allow even Selassie run away from the white people, them leave his people in Ethiopia and go to England for refuge from the white people. So black people definitely is in a turmoil. Explain why there are four races of our planet. I don't know those four races. You mean like which are they? You talk like Chinese, Indians, Hispanics, and so? Is that what you mean? Are they the races you're talking? I want to answer that when you are able to tell me what are the four races you talk about? Black, white, yellow. No. Those are not races. Those are not races. You're talking about skin color. That don't have anything to do with race. No. You agree? Those are not. You talk about black and white. Yes, those would be classified. But when you say yellow and brown, those are not. So you need. You said they are yellow and brown. Look up. No, if you look up black, the definition would describe what black is. Whether it's people, and we are talking about black, we are talking about people. So if you say black, it refers to race. If you say white, we know that white the white people, them Indo-Europeans are white, right? But for yellow, who would I say is yellow? Who would I say is brown? Come on, feed me, man. Feed me with this stuff. I disagree to disagree. Wait a minute. No. You don't disagree when I'm asking you a question for clarification. No. You couldn't do that in a court of law. No, man. Be reasonable. Look, there's nothing wrong with you disagreeing, you know, because you're either right or wrong. Now, you don't mean to tell me something that you don't know about. You see, you have to tell me something that you know about. So if you tell me, and I'm talking to you in details, and I'm saying, all right, these two I understand, but these other two, I don't find them relate. Now, here's a way to find out is a race. It's not about opinion. I'm not asking you about opinion. When you say these things, it's not opinion. You say them as fact, right? And I am to deal with it as fact. That's the way communication goes. I have legal knowledge. I'm not fooling around. What I'm trying to say to you is not street side talk. I am saying to you, there is nothing wrong with disagreeing with something. You don't disagree with something that you don't know anything about. No. If you don't beat me over my head with anything. Because what I say is simple. I don't say anything that should ruffle your feather. I ask you a question because you give me these two things and I pay attention to them. Just know I pay attention to them. And now I'm giving you my feedback. I am saying black and white, I understand. Two races there. I don't see any more. Because when you say yellow and brown, I don't know them to be, according to linguistics, and the vocabulary, I don't know of any definitions that describe yellow as a race or brown as a race. You're not to throw stone at me. I am, because I am asking you a polite question, and I'm not being disrespectful or not like that. I'm paying attention to what you're saying. But if you're saying to me, you disagree, why are you disagreeing when I'm asking a question? It's time for you to answer the question. Hispanics. Yeah, Hispanics. But Oriental? No, Oriental is not a race. Oriental mean, you know, it's all right. Hispanic is all right. That's a race, right? So all right. So you're struggling too much, man. And you know, I have to be beseeching and begging you too much, because you're behaving stiff, you know, like thing, and easily see how it lines up and things like that. We are all learning from each other and stuff. So you know, don't make what you say law. Say law. Don't make what you say be law when somebody's gonna, you know, ask you to show or explain why what you say is true. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. If I say something to you you don't understand, you have a right to question it. And that's my concept of it. Ask me any question you have in mind, and my obligation is to give you the best answer I can give. Now, there's nothing wrong with that. If you know holding on to some opinions and stuff like that you think is right, you need to prove, like supposition or presumption. You presume something to be true, but my dear, don't. It's like believing in what you don't know. Presumption in what you don't know is a serious thing, because you can have a time to presume something, but if you're going to cross the line and involve yourself like you know when you only presume, there's a difference. Act on something when you know. Don't act on it when you don't know. Find out first. There's nothing wrong. What is wrong with that? Nothing not wrong with that, you know. And you'll find out how easy life is. Does Asian make you feel better? No, don't talk like that. Don't ask me if that makes me feel better. Because you're doing catch-up now. You should have given me these kind of choices before, because I didn't have any problem with two, and two of them, brown and yellow, were the two. And you still call yellow a race? If you call it a race, still, you need to explain and tell me why it is a race, rather than tell me about DNA proves me to be wrong. You know? All right. So you still believe that brown is a race. All right. Describe the race to me. Because you're saying now it's Hispanic, and then you say Asian. And Asian is not a Asian. Asian may refer to, no, Asian don't refer to a race. Anybody can be Asian. Asian is not race. Asia is a place. You know, it's not a person that named her. So that place not a blood. It's not a person. So I have to differ with you that an Asian. No, Asian is not a race. But Hispanics, I would accept that as a race. I would accept that as a race. So, all right, what I'm trying to say is that I like things to just flow positive, but, you know, if you talk with attitude like that, it doesn't make good. And a lot of educated people, as I don't say, I have people who are educated too, and they have problems. I don't give no problem with things. If you ask me a question, I'm going to answer it. You don't need to be afraid of asking me anything because I have legal knowledge. I don't have a bunch of education, but I have a lot of common sense and good judgment, and I'm respectful. You see what I mean? Not where I'm at with it, but I think I have developed my mind and my attitude to where I think it makes for love and respect and a good night. And I maintain that. And I have dealt with a lot of people, and a lot of people like judges, lawyers, and, you know, PhD theologians. I mean, a lot of people with stuff. And that's the way it is. All right. We learn as we go along. All right. Let's come up now to, I'm going to come back now to this close out and what I was saying about white people who have taken over the world now and say they're ruling. Now, they're ruling because nobody don't find out the reason why they're ruling. It's a historic thing, and it's a legal thing. And those things must be brought to the to knowledge. Okay? We have to know that. Because anybody can take away what you have and say, it's theirs. And it's going to up to you whether or not you're going to tell them, all right, keep it, it's yours. It's up to you. But what if you want your stuff and you can prove it's yours? You prove that it's yours. You see? And let's hope you're not dealing with somebody who wants to kill you for what you have. You know, they have brought us down to not realizing who they are and what they do. You see what I mean? Because all this church thing that they bring in and pull up black people in there with it. I would like to rescue the perishing, care for the dying. You know what I mean? Because things are really, really bad when our brain is gone and we can't help ourselves. We don't have these people to come and take over our entire country, not one, not two, not three, and then talk to us like we are children. We are their children. No. I'm only glad that nature don't fool around with nobody. Right? I'm glad about that. And I want to be on the right side of nature. Because it is written in the World History textbook that it says, let me pick up this portion that I want to like recite. Important religious development. Well, you know, before I read that part, I read this. Under the emergence of civilization in the Bronze Age of 3000 to 1200 BC, and where by the beginning of the Bronze Age, large numbers of people were concentrated in the river valleys of Mesopotamia, Egypt, India, and China. This would lead to a whole new pattern for human life. And then it takes us into the emergence of civilization, the heading, and says, in general terms, the culture of a people, the way of life that they follow. You understand that? The way they live. As we have seen early human beings formed small groups of a simple culture that enabled them to survive. Now, it comes on down to the rise of cities, the growth of government, and this government is ruled by king. Okay? Ruled by king. You see, don't follow them and talk about monarch or queens. The history don't say that. The history say kings. Right? Because the government is kingship government. The Elohim God's government that is the government that control the planet, the planetary people of Nibiru, where these gods came from. Right? Now, the role of religion, reading some portion of history, you may know by now that religion is what has been known long, 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 long before the word church begin to be written in anything. There was never any church on a monotheist. Never. Is this why people bring it in? So, I am saying a hybrid person. What the hybrid person is to know, it comes under the role of religion, meaning as a species and what your mentality is all about, what kind of endocrine glands you have. This is talking about religion is a characteristic. Right? So, this is what the history is telling us. Important religious developments also characterize the new urban civilization, developed religions to explain the workings of the forces of nature and the fact of their own existence. Gods and goddesses were often believed to be crucial to a community's success. This is the language that tells us about who we are as a species. The civilization. See, that's what it says. Emergence of civilization. That's not talking about white people. It has nothing to do with white people. So white people coming into African territories and conquering them is to their detriment. They don't know what is coming after them when they do that. Because one thing is for sure, the Elohim created us human beings, and they could have wiped us off the planet long time ago. They didn't do that. Leave us here, right? Well, you know what? It means that they feel good about us. They created us. They invented us. So when they do these things, they do it because they seize upon an opportunity to make go wrong over the past 12,000 years or stuff like that. They messed up and caused us here today to be on the wrong side of civilization. Because we are going to church and all kind of something that we are into. We have lost our senses of civilization, and we are in bad shape. Bad shape, right? Now, there was no church come along. They invented it. And you ought to know that the fact that they have spent 2 million years in Europe and never get out of Europe to any place else and make up a settlement of their culture. They never do that. But no sooner than we came with the God's civilized knowledge as the hybrid, they run into our foreparents back in time, and miscegenation occurred. And it's the reason why the world is tumbling the way it is, because it's the sex that you're having and the children that you're bringing in, you know, with sense to do things. You know, if you corrupt that God, you're going to have a bad world of people. And that's what we have here. Like, sodomites gone wild. Sodomites gone wild. And then all you see, the emphasis is on commerce, food, and stuff like that. The spiritual sense, we don't have none. Because these white people suck it out of us. So, my friends, I tell you that. And then I want to thank you for tuning into the program. And, you know, this ability to have sense and to respond to things, it's a very, very critical thing. And, you know, conversation that I have just had with one of my communication, you can see I feel a tilt, you know, a spirit, a tilt, because it's something very simple that should not be there. For her to disagree with me and is not willing to talk about what she disagree with. You know, because she's telling me. He's telling me. Ask me. You know, what for, why there are four races. Why there are four races on our planet. And what are the four races? She says, black, white, yellow, and brown. Yes, for me. But it cannot be for real. And she said, they are. You know, I mean, if you put brown into the Google search box, or brown, what would it tell you for those definitions? It wouldn't talk about a person. It wouldn't say brown is a color that belongs to a person. are brown. Those are colors. And she is telling me they represent four races of people. That doesn't sound good at all, right? But I don't jump on her. I just say, well, no, I look at it good and say, well, okay. No, I accept the black and white as species, but I mean brown and black. And then she came back and said, I disagree. I said, well, explain to me why yellow is a species, a person, and brown. And she said, I disagree. Even when I ask her to explain, because she cannot get out of what she says. And she cannot just say it is and just leave it there when, you know, there is reason for answers to questions about what you say yellow and brown is a species or our species. And I'm saying, no, definitions won't bear that out. And she's going to tell me, go on again and say, we all have opinions. No, what I ask is not about opinion. I am asking to give me the definition for yellow. You know, the only next thing that exists is the definition for the word. So I was asking questions that not going in that direction, then what would I want to know? I want to know if yellow is a species. And it's only the definitions can tell that. Plain, cut and dry. But this person doesn't seem to see that. Now, that's how we learn things. Deeper depth and I. You will know when you're going off track. This is not one time where you can think you are going off track when I am asking you to tell me the definitions for yellow. I know yellow as a color, right? And what if yellow go beyond color? I don't know it right off now if yellow means something else. But generally, yellow is a color, right? And it has nothing to do with people, right? Now, if you call people yellow people, I mean, it's just people decide to use the color brown to describe some skin, you know, skin reflection. You see? Our color of skin. You know, but that, your color of skin don't make a species. You know, it don't single out a species. So, no. And then brown, the same thing applies to brown. And then she says, I disagree to disagree. That's nonsense. Those are not substantive expressions. You see, because I am asking you to clarify something, and you're talking about I disagree to disagree. We all have opinions. These are very ignoramus responses, you see. And I never make anything of it, but now that I'm talking about it, I'm saying so, right? And I'm not so much wasn't willing to, like, say that to this person's face, you know? But now, in this context now, I have the liberty to say, you know, how I really feel, because I am disappointed at person failing to just define yellow to let me see how it comports with a species, and same for brown. And right away, she begin to, disagree with me when I ask her, and then she going to aver that it, you know, it is true. You know, we all have our opinion, but she's not telling me, you need to teach me now, because you know something I don't know, so why don't you? You see what I mean? That's not, you know, you're not going anywhere with this. You know? We all have opinions. DNA proves you wrong. Oh, I'm asking you to give me the definition. Look how many things that she is saying. I don't know if it's a she. I don't know if it's a she. But this communicator is not seeing that I made a very respectful move when I said, give me the definition to the service. And she's ridiculing doing that. And that is the most respectful and knowledgeable intellectual thing to do. Go to the definition. She doesn't know that the way you find fact. No. You're down the road there. You're down the road. All right. Now, after all of that, now, she comes up with Oriental. And I said, no, Oriental is not a species. And Hispanic. I say, all right, I'll consider that. Go and relate to a people. You know, so if she had given me Hispanic and which other one she did? She gave me Hispanic, Asian. And then I was going to think about Asian, but then I said, no, Asia is a place. It's not a person. So far, she still don't get four, you know, but I'll give her for three. You know, and we could talk about the thing without she go to all of this now. So when she comes down to this, what she say here? Does Asian... Does Asian make you feel better? Now, you see, this is a person who is skylarking. Because if after all that we have said, and she walk over me asking her for the definitions, and asking me now, she rather make another guess. But why not explain what I said to her? Explain the definition. Don't go through all of it. You know, and, you know, it's unfortunate that we all don't figure out how to get to a fact. You see, they say, make me feel better. If this Asian make me feel better, it's not a matter of make me feel better. I want you to affirm those that you're holding on to. Show me how you get them to be. This person doesn't know exactly the right thing to say and guess and say something that, you know, considered to be perceived like that. It's the way you perceive it. All right. And you give it to me. But if I begin to, like, chip away at it, it's time for you to look on it for real. Because I look on those that you give me and begin to figure out what am I to say, right? And then answer. So when I think that I figure out reasonably enough, I start to tell you what I accept and what I don't see that way. All right. So now, why don't you do the same thing? You know, why don't you do the same thing? Because none of us are supposed to be getting whipping or resentment for what we say. Now, you know, if you don't agree with it, just state your position. And then, all right, I must adjust to what you say. They are next. But you say, this makes you feel better. No, that's not a nice way to do this. Because my question stills up there about yellow and brown. And you begin to tell me off instead of reacting to what I say. If you can give me them, I can question. You know, be afraid of answering because you know what you're talking about. You don't prove to me you know what you're talking about. No, you hardly know what you're talking about. I were you, I would take a different approach to words. Yeah, take a different approach to words and make sure that when you're using words, and especially words that has strong command in it, make sure you're not messing up with those words because you're going to get into serious trouble with that. All right, then. I think this person has a sense of humor. I think so, but misguided. decided. You can speak in the positive, whether you're correcting something or not. But don't always go to the negative side of stuff. And know when you have an obligation to pay. Because when I ask you about definition of yellow and brown, you are under reasonable obligation to give me the definition of those words. You're under obligation to do it. You gave them to me, and I find fault with it, right? Only if you can take me beyond the fault that I find. So why you negligent to, like, you know, follow along then? Which is the best thing. I don't see any good reason to shun that, because you're going to go straight direct to the fact. And you are afraid to do that or whatever it is. You want to come out negative. You don't want to answer to it. And you prefer to do everything else instead. Authenticate the words that you give me. It's nothing wrong with me asking that or for you to give me that. You're not stooping down to me. No, it's just a regular, reasonable thing to do. And you didn't go that route. But look, I want to thank you, Flycatch, for coming along, though. And we had, let's say, a good exchange here, regardless of what you say, and regardless of what I say. Both of us were connecting for the positive. If something go wrong, it's for us to look into what may have gone wrong and the way we see it in retrospect, right? So I just want to, like, let you know that I do appreciate your coming in and contribute to something in process or something in progress. All right. So let's now go and do the featured synopsis, the title, Indo-European Action Tells of Sodomy Agenda on 509 BC. Coup. Tornadoes struck. Now, I'm telling you, European, Indo-European I tell you something, they have taken it upon themselves to do what they want to do. All right. Now they have done it, right? And they are enjoying it. Well, don't forget what happened in Numbers 12. Is it Numbers 12? I'm not sure if it's Numbers 12. Is it Deuteronomy 12? Deuteronomy 12? Deuteronomy, I think the 12th chapter. It is that, it's probably 11. This is telling us that, there was pleading
from the Lord. These are the statutes and the judgments which you shall observe to do in the land which the Lord God of thy fathers giveth thee, possess it. Okay, it's not Deuteronomy, it's probably Numbers, huh? Leviticus, Numbers. It seems like I have it wrong in Numbers 12. Let's see. I want to see this because I want to tell you what happened to these guys, or the things of Egypt remnant. This is 11 and go 12 now. Okay, that's right. It's Numbers. It's not Deuteronomy. It's Numbers. For quite a while, I haven't read it, and it started to move the way in my head. It's probably there is a this. I think I have found the passage here. While they ate, God destroyed them. 33. Yes. And there went forth a wind from the Lord and brought quails from the sea and let them fall by the camp. On this side, and as it were a day's journey, when the other side round about the camp, and as it were 2 cubits high upon the face of the earth. And the people stood up all that day and all that night and the next day, and they gathered quails. He that gathered 10 omers, and they spread and they spread them all abroad for themselves around about the camp. And while the flesh was yet between their teeth, or it was chewed, the wrath of the Lord was kindled against the people, and the Lord smote the people with a very great plague.
And he called the name of the place Kibroth Tahava, because there they burned the people that lusted, and the people journeyed from Kibroth Hattava unto Ezeroth and about at Ezroth. Okay. See, this thing here, God who gave them the quail, turn around and destroy them. Smote them with a very great plague.
Yes. A great plague, my friends.
Here we are. Because these Indo-European think it is a nice thing to go all over the world and invade the African people, and think it is a nice thing, and say they invade and they are entitled, and their God tell them. Now, they're going to realize now, whose God? It's true. And whose gods are true? The hybrid or the sodomites? Who mock the hybrids and mock the gods? You have example in your Bible that shows you that the gods, which is not the Genesis God, but the gods, Abraham, not the one over by that sodomite neighborhood there by Lot's house. Okay? Because these white people, sodomites, have no business writing about black characters. They have no shame. No shame at all. They are so greedy for wealth. The little civilization that they got, gosh, I wonder if they really want to be like a real hybrid. I wonder. Because not people never clamor to want to be like white people until white people start starve them. Black people never know what it is to beg and be hungry. Now, listen. So I say, Indo-Europe tells of sodomy agenda. They have a sodomite agenda. And it's true. And they act it out on 509 BC. When they overthrow the king of Italy. And then tornadoes struck. I mean, since when tornadoes frequent America? If you look into the history, you'll find out. It's when these sodomites came here. Quite a few years later, though, about 30 years after that. That is after they settled down, right? Begin to raise hell. Tornadoes begin to raise hell too. All right? And then, how do you like it? How do you like it? Yeah? Is that for those people? You know? Now, defenders of the Puritans. This is their agenda. The kind of stuff that they have done since they run out of their caves and hunt us down everywhere we are, because we establish our societies and we provide for ourselves. I mean, nothing bother us. We are all right until you came along. Okay? And decide. You're going to impose on us your sodomite culture ways, right? And you're going to treat us harshly with kingdom dominion reconstructionist teaching. You're going to reconstruct our sexuality and make us be sodomites. It's the only reason why you come, so many of us from our own settlement, our own environment, and come in and say, you're ruling us. Not one, not two. Everyone that you know, it appears to me, you know, some may be left out, but look, what you have done is enough to tell your agenda. You're not going back where you come from. You're going to take what we have, and it will be yours. And if we want to stay with you, you're going to make us sodomites. And now, the defenders of the sodomites call themselves Puritans, claim that it was the hostility, false accusation, you know, false accusation, hostility of the innocent that don't deserve you sodomites being around, supposed to be around here. If you are right, if you were all right, you wouldn't be into black territory. You wouldn't, but you don't have enough sense to know that because what? You still not developed beyond fucking ass. You're not developed beyond that. That's how you try now and behave like you're natural. No, you still love to fuck on us because that's the kind of hormone your endocrine is secreting. You don't belong among us. It's not a joke. So now, what do you think we're going to do? Get out of here with your AD Anadamani, what you call it, constitution? And the constitution don't have no law at all written on it. No king code. You think you're king or the one who come in with kingship and set up the world civilization? Really? Yeah, it's you who do it? Come on. You're not that of a fool. No, you're an idiot. Be kind. Because your head never was ever good. Certain reading comprehension. And know quite a few things right from wrong. What the hell are you doing telling us that America is your country? And why do you think that you should be looked upon with respect and not a sodomite criminal? All right. This is the language that the sodomites speak. We're one of the most tranquil tribes in New England. History reveals that their hostility did not manifest itself until they were hunted like animals. These people are forever liars, like they lie in the Bible. What in the Bible they write that is true? Biggest lies about a spirit God and serpent in a talking serpent in a garden and Adam and Eve. Among the biggest lies that they tell in the Bible. Why do they write a Bible that involve the black people? They are not cousins. What you writing Bible about black people for? You have a lot of things to do about making yourself more civilized than it is. Instead of, you know, live your life every day doing things to draw substance from black people. Till today, you turn the world into idiots. They don't know whether the sky is blue or it's red. And that is what happened with corruption. Corruption. And it, people lucky, like me, lucky that I am able to see at the level I am reading and understanding now. I could be out there like people still, you know, sucking up the dust. Now, it go on to say this. For argument's sake, let's say that the Pequots were the instigators of hostility. Virtual savages, if you will, which they were not. Does this justify hunting them down, slaughtering the men, women, and children in their sleep? That's unthinkable. That's unthinkable. No civilized humans don't do that. When I tell you white people are not civilized, this is where they come from, beloved. And you're talking about they have a government now, and they have FBI and Secret Service, right? What they did after they come and destroy Palestine, destroy the people and kick them out completely and decide to take it over. Look, this is destruction all out on black people. Utter destruction everywhere they are. And they never one day turn around like their remorse, because them can't. They are dog and honest fucking culture. Can't do any better. That means they quarantine to themselves. You see. But no, they're not happy the way they were. And there's the people who can make them happier. And that's what they're doing until they learn enough, until this is what they decide to do. All right? Now they can talk now, and they can tell how much a liar the Pequot Indian is. They go on with more and said, does this justify hunting them down, slaughtering the men, women, and children in their sleep, and then doing it again 6 weeks later? People, let me know. We are talking about that. This is what they wrote. This is what is written off the account when they come to America. This is from their official document where they talk a whole host of stuff. Nothing to contrive up, because now they're praising themselves. How mighty they are to defeat the black people with all the land and wealth. So it goes on to say, they do it twice. First time, and six weeks later, they do it again. No, to hunt people down and break into their house and kill them whilst they are sleeping. It's only uncivilized, criminal-like human beings do stuff like that. Leave your territory and go there to do that? What kind of hero, white fucking ass people want to be? No, they will never see daylight. And why? Because is petition to help us out of our dilemma. Because we are the ones that go into their way, our ancestors. I mean, I don't know none about it, but hey, it belongs to my clan, who were supposed to be doing something else, rather than go wrap up with these homosexual clans. We don't have that blood. You see, but you bet. These sodomites don't hold back anything. They want to do you up. They have to defile you first thing. See? Now, he says, not exactly. Not exactly a battlefield victory, you know. Mm-mm. Moreover, the Puritans claim it was in obedience to God. These kind of jaw-dropping, you know, a type of statement about the Puritans claim it was in obedience to God. What God is in the Bible? Why they say this God tell them to go kill the black people there? Women, children, and men in their sleep. It doesn't sound like it's something that happened. But it is history. It is a fact. It is not in the National Geographic book, but you know, it is in these the Puritan Pilgrim document, and this portion seems like coming from a book that is telling what went on. And it says, you know, it is a shame because it's not like they were fighting out here. Even if it were battlefield victory, why these white people leave their habitat to come where black people are? It's because they want to, like, use the substance we have and make themselves into super civilized people. While they kill us out, we are extinct. I mean, it doesn't seem like anything else to me, because they don't show anything like they wanted to go back home. So they have killing on their mind, humiliation on their mind. Black people, look into what I'm telling you. White people that you're looking at and think are your friend, and that they're running a government. There's no such a thing. No such a thing. If you don't want to take it seriously, that's your business, you know. But I know I have to say it. And there's nothing else I can do. Now, it goes on. You know, this is some of the most pitiful thing I have ever read, really. See? Because people who now in the world, like they are sane and sober and running a government, and the society is always in trouble with a whole bunch of, you know, evil things going on. And they are the ones that create the society, right? They create the church and everything. And listen what they're saying right here. Look at what they're saying. They're saying, Puritan claim it was in obedience to God that these pagans were slaughtered. They have the guts to say that because they don't have a head. That is civilized. And everything what you see them do, they imitate a lot. Wrongly emulate the black people civilization. You see. Because they feel good now where they are at with wealth and everything like that. They feel good. And black people still struggling. When the day of calamity come for them, will be like what I've just read to you from Numbers 12. Numbers 12. Right? It's Numbers 12. Or it's Numbers... No, Number 11. Numbers chapter 11. Tell us that story about, you know, what God does, what the Lord does to people. Now, that story, I don't think that story is even true. I don't think that story is true. I think the Sodomites wrote it. You see? Because what kind of God would do such a thing like that? Doesn't make any sense. Right? But you see, it goes to certain kind of positive thinking. When you are evil, you are set up to be destroyed, because there is a power behind evil. When I say a power behind evil, I'm talking about there is a supreme power that controls every other type of energy. So if you're a criminal and wicked and stuff like that, you know, you're making an appointment with destruction, right? So here is, I cannot come to myself with this kind of stuff. This white people, Puritan and Inquisition and stuff, and this stuff that they do, and they are ruling the world right now, and black people still help them rule. I can't see it. I just cannot see it. Now, last paragraph, got to do it quick. Here, the reasoning of the Puritans defies logic, a sense of common decency. True, basic civilized decency. They don't have it because they're, you know, like the dogs, like live dog, you know, they're not dead yet. But, you know, but it's true. That's the way white people are like. And they haven't done anything to let me think that it's status quo, right? What's this? Now, this is, it defies, let alone Christian principles. And don't even bother talk about Christian principles, because, you know, who is writing this? Is, you know, they're talking about Captain John Underhill. Also wrote of the Pequot slaughter. So, listen to this. If this is somebody with a civilized brain, he's called Captain John Underhill, also wrote of the Pequot slaughter. Sometimes the scripture declareth women and children must perish with their parents. We have sufficient light from the word of God for our proceeding. Mean what they have done, killing off these black people. What an incredible testimony for one claiming to be a Christian. My friends, if you're listening to what these white people are, they wrote it about themselves. Christianity, monotheism, the church. It is something that you don't want to set your mind to, because there is nothing true in history about it. May you be blessed, and thanks for all my listenings, to all my listening friends, and hope you be blessed tremendously. Put your heart to the knowledge of the history that tells us about the beginning of our civilization. and you won't regret that. Blessings and take care.